If you listen to public radio for more than 10 minutes, you know that the new Coen Brothers film, Inside Llewyn Davis, is loosely based on the life of this man, Dave Van Ronk, who helped launch the New York folk scene in the 1960s and kicked off careers for people like Dylan and Joni Mitchell. Dave Van Ronk died in 2002. We wondered how he might have felt about his memoir, The Mayor of McDougal Street, inspiring the film. Well, we thought we'd ask the man who co-wrote the memoir with him. Cambridge, Massachusetts musician Elijah Wald went to New York at the age of 17 to study guitar with Van Ronk and joins us in the studio. Elijah, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back.
What do you think Dave Van Ronk would think of all this?
I think he'd be really pleased because it isn't a movie about him. It's a movie about the time and place. And when we were writing this book, he died very early in it. And so it ended up being a book that was much more about him than he'd planned. He wanted it really to be an evocative book about that moment in Greenwich Village.
And that's what the movie's about. But for those who haven't seen it, they might have seen pictures of Oscar Isaac playing Llewyn Davis, wandering around with a guitar case and a cat, crashing on people's couches, and not all too pleasant about it. Is that Dave Van Ronk?
No, the character is not at all based on Dave Van Ronk. Some of the things that happened to him, though, are things that really happened to Dave. Like, for instance, when he goes in to try to get royalties out of, in real life, Mo Ash of Folkways Records, saying, oh, God, Mo, I don't even have money for a coat, and it's the middle of winter, and Mo tried to give him his coat in lieu of royalties.
Well, but we also know that Dave Van Ronk offered his couch quite a bit to people like Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. And me. I slept innumerable nights on that couch.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the music. Start with his early music. I mean, he played the whole spectrum. Started in Brooklyn with jazz.
Yeah, he had no particular affection for folk music. He loved the old jazz. It was the old New Orleans jazz.
Yeah.
And really, when he moved on into blues and then folk, he never left that behind. I mean, Jelly Roll Morton, who did the original version of Whinin' Boy, you know, Dave always felt like his guitar arrangements for folk and blues stuff later on were based more on the way Jelly Roll Morton would arrange piano parts than they were based on any old folk or blues guitar styles.
Let's listen to Dave Van Ronk playing Whinin' Boy, the Jelly Roll Morton song. This is from Van Ronk's first LP in 1959.
I'm the Whinin' Boy, don't deny my name. Yes, the Whinin' Boy, don't deny my name. Well, the Whinin' Boy, don't deny my name. Pick it up and shake it like sweet Stephen Chain. Yes, the Whinin' Boy, don't deny my name.
But Elijah Wald, he crosses the river into Manhattan. I love his description in the memoir you guys co-wrote, that he goes into Manhattan, Greenwich Village. He says, oh, this looks just like Brooklyn.
Yeah, he added an expletive in the middle of that.
And begins the life that the film is loosely based on. What's the music he's encountering?
He first of all crossed in order to do jazz, and there was a lot of jazz. I mean, he was living for a while, crashing at a sort of crash pad a bunch of them had gone in on that was right across from the Five Spot, and he could go over and hear Thelonious Monk. Also, Washington Square Park on Sunday afternoons was at that point folk central, and Van Ronk sort of avoided it for the first couple of years because he hated all those squeaky clean folkies.
Then we have to remind people that back in the day they wore button-down shirts and had, these short haircuts.
Well, and also they were nice middle-class kids.
Right.
And he was a working-class kid from the outer boroughs. But there were also some people like Tom Paley, who later joined the New Law City Ramblers, who was playing this fingerstyle guitar that fitted very well with blues and that Van Ronk realized he could do his jazz repertoire.
Well, a song from that sort of early time in the village, 1963, is in the film as well. Let's listen to Dave Van Ronk's Hang Me, Oh Hang Me.
Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind the hanging, the laying in the grave so long, poor boy. I've been all around this world.
When he started out, his big thing was that he could shout over a six-piece jazz band without having a microphone. But he rather quickly, by Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, you're hearing this new subtlety that's come in. He had learned to whisper, and he'd learned that a rough voice whispering has this incredible power because we're used to quiet and pretty.
What does he say about the people that pass through his couch?
The thing that always bothered him about Bob Dylan was he felt Bob Dylan never edited. So you'd have a couple of great verses, and then you'd have a lousy verse. And the great verses were great enough that people would forgive that. What he loved about Joni Mitchell was that it was just so solidly written from beginning to end.
Let's listen to her Urge for Going from 1971, just one of the great songs of all time, as recorded by Dave Van Ronk.
And when the sun turned traitor cold, and naked trees are standing in a shivering row, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go.
You mentioned his feelings about Bob Dylan. What was that? A rivalry? How would you describe?
No, not at all. Dave was one of the first people, he always took pride in this, who recognized that Dylan was a whole different kind of animal, that Dylan was not just a smart-ass kid with a weird voice, but that he really was a unique talent. And when Dylan went electric, Dave's position always was that was a very sensible thing for Dylan to do, given his talent.
Well, and he rolled with things. He wasn't static. He changed styles. We talked about going from jazz to folk, but talk about the later styles, 1976 Sunday Street.
Well, what happened was, you know, when the big money came in, Dave grabbed for the brass ring like everybody else. He made some albums, one with a rock band, a couple with large orchestrations. By the early mid-70s, it was pretty clear that he hadn't caught the brass ring and that he was back to the folk clubs. And for a moment, that was obviously not the best news on earth. But then he thought, okay, if I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life, I need to make this better. Sunday Street is kind of his masterpiece of just saying, okay, if I'm going to be by myself with a guitar doing blues, let's do a different kind of blues.
Not a dollar, not a nickel, not a penny to my name. I'm the king of Tap City and I'm out of the game. A nickel up, a nickel down, another nickel gone. Ain't got a nickel left to carry me on. If I ever get back on my feet, I'll move from Saturday Alley up to Sunday Street.
So again, now this character, that's not Dave Van Ronk, but is making a lot more people aware of Dave Van Ronk. That's got to be satisfying to you.
Oh, it's very exciting. All of his material is back. It has been reissued, if only for download. This is the first time in history. I think with this coming out now, people are saying, oh, so there's this moment in the village before Dylan, and what was it like? Well, the king of it was Dave Van Ronk.
Elijah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elijah Wald, co-author of the late Dave Van Ronk's memoir, The Mayor of McDougal Street, which inspired the new film Inside Llewyn Davis and has been re-released. Great read. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Sillman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.